Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the overcast Creston Valley, where it is currently 0 degrees out there, and starting to lighten up. And we have calm winds, humidity sitting at a moist 100%, barometric pressure 102.7 kilopascals and rising. Big birthday wishes going out to Fred Penner today. Yeah. Happy birthday, Fred. We'll feature a song of his a little later in the show. We are going up to 4 degrees here in the Creston Valley today with the overcast skies. Tonight they're calling for some wet snow. Wow. About 2 centimeters worth, a low of plus one. I guess it would be pretty wet, so probably in the upper reaches of the mountains there rather than downtown. Hard to tell. Thursday, rain, high of 3. Friday, chance of showers, about 40%, high of 7. Saturday, cloudy, high of 4. Sunday, periods of rain, high of 4. And Monday, we finally get a little peak of sun there, mix of sun and cloud, high of 4 degrees. And then Tuesday, chance of showers, about 60%. Not looking that great. Overnight lows are anywhere from 1 to 3 degrees until we get into next week. They're talking we might get down to some minuses. Anyways, I haven't heard this song in a long time, and I think we're going to start off with it this morning. It is a tune near the end that has one of the best rock and roll screams. There's a few songs that have those. And but you can sing along with this one. This one goes way back, 1970. And it's called Hey Jude, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to
Oh, the song ended. I wasn't ready for that. All right. Anyways, welcome to the morning show where I haven't had enough coffee, obviously. Hopefully there wasn't much of a gap in the broadcast there. 7:41. You know what? I think I should get on with this day in Canadian history right now. Because, I've got stuff going on here. Got a couple of big songs that need to be played, and if I don't get going with history right now, I might not be able to squeeze them in. Yeah. So, now there's some confusion here on this day in Canadian history, because one of the birthdays that I found, I went doing a little bit of a research on it and found two different dates, so I'm not quite sure what to make of it. Maybe somebody out there can help me. But anyways, November the 6th, we have a couple of things here. 1879 is the first Canadian Thanksgiving Day officially observed in 1879, yeah. The holiday is moved to the week of Armistice Day after World War I, then fixed as the second Monday in October in 1957. Yeah, what else do we have here? In 1769, out of Churchill, Manitoba, Samuel Hearn sets out from Port Prince of Wales to explore the interior barrens west of Hudson's Bay. He is away for 5 weeks on this, his first trip. Right on. Now, we have lots of birthdays here, and way too many, so I'm actually just going to just have a quick scan down here and maybe read some of the short ones and or some of the other ones. Because, I mean, well, of course, one of my favorites, Bill Henderson, rock vocalist, guitarist, born on this day in Vancouver in 1944. Of course, Henderson is probably most well-known for his band Chilliwack that he was in for many, many years. Got to see Chilliwack, about three times, I think, in my life so far. Yeah. Now, here's the controversial one here. Fred Penner, which I mentioned at the top of the morning show there. I have him listed as being born on this day in 1955. Well, I went and did a little more searching and then found out he was born in 1946. So, really not quite sure what to believe here. But Fred, of course, is a children's performer born on this day in Winnipeg, either 55 or 45. Yeah. After graduating from the University of Winnipeg, Frenner worked as a child care and used music to entertain the children. In 1972, started singing professionally and opened a children's dance theater company in Winnipeg with his wife, Odette Hain. In 1979, recorded the hit single, The Cat Came Back. The album sold 150,000 copies in North America. In 1984, he started Fred Penner's Place on CBC-TV. In 1987, created his own record label, Oak Street Music, with such artists as Leona Boyd and Connie Calder. Yeah. And what else do we have here? One more birthday. Well, yeah, one more birthday I'll mention, and there's still way too many more. Ken Reed, the downhiller, Crazy Canuck, born on this day at Ann Arbor, Michigan, where his father was studying medicine in 1955. Raised in Calgary, Reed started competing in ski races at age 8. 1974, joined the National Alpine Team. 1975, won the World Cup opener at Val d'Isère, France, to become the first Canadian male to win a World Cup event. Won 5 consecutive Canadian national championships from 1975 to 1980. Won 6 World Cup downhills, including back-to-back victories at Kitzbühel. Pardon my pronunciation on that. And Wengen in 1980. 1983, became a CBC sports commentator, 1987 an author, and then vice president of the Olympic Association, and in 1982 he was the chef de mission at the Barcelona Olympics. Yeah. And I have, Marc Messier scored his 500th goal on this day in 1995, beating the Calgary Flames 4-2. He's the 21st player to reach that mark. And a big story here from 1958 out of Spring Hill, Nova Scotia. And that's when the Royal Canadian Humane Association awards gold medal to the citizens of Spring Hill for bravery in life-saving after the disaster of October the 23rd that killed 75 miners. 99 survive, trapped for 2 weeks in the deepest mine in North America. All right, as mentioned, it was or is Fred Penner's birthday today. So what I want to get doing is... play a song by Fred. Yeah, nothing too kiddish, but something here that's not too bad. And what we'll do is play his version of Ghost Riders in the Sky right here on South Kootenai Radio. Yeah. Accessing, processing.
I want you to close your eyes and imagine that you're out on the wide open prairie just as the sun is going to bed. And way off in the distance, the clouds are starting to gather, dark clouds coming closer. If you look carefully, you can see a herd of cows on top of the clouds. And behind the cows are the riders on horseback, galloping, galloping, but never getting nearer the herd. These aren't ordinary cowboys. Listen, you can hear their call. Yippee-yay, yippee-yo.
Ghost riders in the sky.
Now the ghost riders need your help. Let me teach you their mournful cry. Yippee-yay. A lone cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a plowing through the ragged sky, and up a cloudy draw. Yippee-yi-yi. Faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all wet with sweat. They're trying hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet. 'Cause you've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire. As they ride on, hear their cry, yippee-yi-yi. Brands were still on fire and their hooves was made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. Well, a bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. He saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-yi. Yippee-yi-yo. As a rider loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul, my friend, riding on this plain, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across this endless sky. Yippee-yi-yi. Yippee-yi-yo. Yippee-yi-yo. Ghost riders in the sky.
Yippee-yi-yay.
Yippee-yi-yay.
Yippee-yi-yo.
Yippee-yi-yo.
Ghost Riders in the sky. Ghost Riders in the sky. Ghost Riders in the
Okay, there you go, a little Fred Penner there with Ghost Riders in the Sky. That's from his The Cat Came Back album in 1991. Fred Penner, born on this day, probably 1940, what did I say, 46? Yeah, 46. But there's might be a typo here. It says 55. Anyways, what do we got? I think it's time for some Eric Clapton here. This is from the 461 Ocean Boulevard, and a song called Tell the Truth, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Thank you.
All right, Eric Clapton there with To Tell the Truth from the 461 Ocean Boulevard album. That one came out in 1974. That's actually off the deluxe edition version, which includes, well, it's all been remastered, and they throw in a few extra bonus tracks for you. So that's a bit of a live cut they had for that particular album. Anyways, it is 7:59. We're fast approaching the top of the hour here, so I have enough time to squeeze in a reminder that the Creston Valley Thundercats will be celebrating the Parents Weekend. Lots of festivities planned to welcome the parents of the hockey players into town. And got a big car rally planned for tomorrow, starting at around noon, kicking off with a lunch. And we'll be driving the parents around town to do a little bit of a scavenger hunt or something to that effect. There are three games this weekend to make it a little worthwhile for the parents. Very first game, Friday night, against the Kimberly Storm. All these games are at the Johnny Busick Arena, by the way, starting at 7:30 p.m. And then on Saturday night, we take on Grand Forks. And then on Sunday, there's an afternoon game starting at 2 against the Nelson Leafs. So it should be a lot of fun. All right, 8 o'clock, let's get taking a short 4-minute, 30-second news update here. We've got lots of important stuff about the Senators and Rob Ford, of course. So we'll be back shortly for the second half hour right here on South Kootenai Radio.
It is November 6th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. It is back to work today for Toronto Mayor Rob Ford. One day after admitting that he has smoked crack cocaine, there is no indication that Ford is considering leaving office. But as we hear now from the CBC's Dave Seglins, it's clear this story is still far from over.
Coming now before council in the coming weeks, two separate motions, one to have him step aside, at least temporarily, another to limit his powers. But this has absolutely frozen all other business and other debate at Toronto City Hall, but it's also reaching outside of Toronto to Ontario's premier, federal politicians. Yesterday, the Justice Minister, Peter McKay, was asked about this, saying that he thinks that Rob Ford needs to get help. So this political situation has become paralysis within the political sector, but I think a larger question for Ford this morning is how can this be sustained with the voters? He's been caught in what appears to be two bold-faced lies. First, denying the existence of the video, then secondly, misleading the public about whether he ever used crack cocaine. So I think the larger political question is, how long will the people of Toronto tolerate this, and do they really simply have to wait until 2014 for the next election to voice their opinion on Rob Ford?
That's the CBC's Dave Seglins in Toronto. In Ottawa last night, after weeks of debate and controversy, the Senate voted in favor of suspending Senators Patrick Brazeau, Pamela Wallin, and Mike Duffy. The CBC's James Cudmore reports.
All those in favor of the motion shall please rise.
One after the other, Patrick Brazeau, Mike Duffy, and Pamela Wallin were suspended without pay. Duffy was homesick. Brazeau left without saying a word, but not Wallin.
I think it's a extremely sad day for democracy.
Her point, and that of Conservative Senator Hugh Siegel, is that none of the three have yet been charged with any expenses-related crime.
So we're dealing with a very grave and serious sanction being imposed without any aspect of due process at all.
Government Senate Leader Claude Carignan contends all three have been found by a Senate committee to have abused the public treasury.
Therefore, they should not be collecting a public paycheck.
And so the vote and its result.
I believe that we should not judge.
Don Meredith is a Conservative senator who abstained from the vote.
And I think it's important that we do not just throw them under the bus.
Meredith says Brazeau, Duffy, and Wallin should be shown mercy by the Senate and by senators who would do well to remember tides turn. James Cudmore, CBC News, Ottawa.
At least one person is dead after a series of bomb blasts today outside a Communist Party office in northern China. Lucy Williamson has the details.
The explosions happened during the morning rush hour in the industrial city of Taiwan, shattering windows and releasing plumes of smoke into the sky. Metal ball bearings, believed to be from several homemade devices, were reportedly found on the street outside the party offices. According to Chinese state media, the bombs were hidden in roadside flower beds. There's no confirmation of who might be responsible for the attack, but commentators on Weibo, China's version of Twitter, have linked it to growing social and economic pressures in the country. China is currently preparing for a key Communist Party meeting on economic reform due to start on Saturday.
That is the BBC's Lucy Williamson in Beijing. When it opened in 1965, it was called one of the modern wonders of the world. But now, less than 50 years later, the Houston Astrodome is headed for demolition. Voters in Houston have voted against a multi-million dollar plan to overhaul the facility, and it's possible we could see the world's first ever domed stadium demolished sometime next year. It is one of Canada's most prestigious literary honors, and it was handed out last night at a gala ceremony in Toronto.
And the winner is Lynn Cody. Hellboy.
That's Lynn Cody winning this year's Giller Prize for her short story collection, Hellgoing. Cody is primarily a novelist, but she becomes just the second writer to win the Giller for a short story collection, the other being Alice Munro, a two-time winner of the Giller. And that is the CBC News to this hour. We broadcast live and podcast at cbcnews.ca. I'm Joe Cummings.
All right, thanks a lot, Joe. Welcome back, everybody, to the second half hour of the morning show, where it is 0 degrees here in the Crescent Valley, going all the way up to 4. I guess we can put that suntan lotion away. Yeah, pretty darn cloudy out there. All right, let's start off the second half hour here with 105.38 Overture. This is from the Electric Light Orchestra from their live album of 1974 called The Night the Lights Went On in Long Beach, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Did you see a free train coming back to me? Get your South Kootenai radio fix with Tim in the Morning at 7:30, Country at 10, Folk at 2, Blues at 3, Rock at 5, and Jazz at 10.
Okay, a little John Mayer there for you. A song called Vultures. That's from the 2005 release, Try, the John Mayer Trio Live in Concert, if you couldn't tell. All right, that brings us up to this day in rock and roll history. Let's get Link Ray to crank up that theme music. Okay, what do we got? A couple of birthdays to bring up. 1944, Bill Henderson, born in Vancouver, November the 6th. Yeah. And, of course, Bill, guitar and vocals for Chilliwack, The Collectors, and a couple of other bands here. UVH is another band, or a recent project he's done later in the career. Also, Glenn Frey of the Eagles, born in 1948, guitar and vocals. A peaceful, easy feeling, one of their big hits. All right, the useless trivia throughout the years on November the 6th. We're going to start in 1961. And that's when Jimmy Dean's Big Bad John becomes the 100th. U.S. number one single, The Rock and Roll Era. It would prove to be his only chart topper. Then in 1965, after the success of Satisfaction, the Rolling Stones topped the Billboard Hot 100 for the second time with Get Off My Cloud. Also again in 1965, Bill Graham opened the Fillmore West in San Francisco as a West Coast partner to his Fillmore East in New York. The venue was the launching pad for the Jefferson Airplane, Grateful Dead, Big Brother and the Holding Company, and many other local bands. Both sites remained in operation until 1971. I think only the Fillmore East is still operational. Not really sure. 1968, The Monkees' $750,000 feature film Head debuts in New York. Instead of being aimed at their target audience of teeny boppers, the film contains a dark theme about the manipulation of the group, seemingly pointless walk-on appearances by inappropriate guests, and scenes of Vietnam War. And reviews are harsh, and the picture is a box office disaster. I actually seen that movie, and it is weird. That's about all I can say. 1971, Cher scores her first solo U.S. number one hit with Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, a song that reached number four in the U.K. Yeah. 1972, after a show at Imperial College in London, a New York Dolls drummer, 21-year-old Billy Mercier, yeah, is accidentally suffocated when his girlfriend tries to wake him up by forcing him to drink coffee after he passed out from drugs and alcohol. Wow. That's kind of tragic. 1976, the Steve Miller Band scored their second U.S. number one hit, Rockin' Me. Yeah. And that's as far as I got for history on November the 6th. So let's start off celebrating Bill Henderson's birthday of Chilliwack with a little crazy talk, shall we?
Crazy talk, she can make a man a fool. Hello, and thank you for tuning in to South Kootenai Radio. And if you'll just hold your place right there, we will play some awesome tunes for you.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they stole. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Lay their money down. Picked up a boy just out of Mobile. Gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis. And Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Lay the money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth Southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance. Money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
You're listening to This Day in Rock and Roll History right here on South Kootenai Radio. Steve Miller with Rockin' Me. Finishing things off on this day in rock and roll history. And let's see, that one was the number one hit for Steve Miller in 1976. Before that, we played a little bit of a New York Dolls personality crisis. It was on this day in 1972 that the drummer of the band accidentally died of suffocation when his girlfriend gave him some coffee when he was passed out from drugs and alcohol. He was only 21 years old. Yeah, and people don't drink when they're passed out too well, I don't think. Yeah, Sonny and Cher there with Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves. That was a big hit for Cher in 1971. Then I played the theme song from the Monkees movie Head, which was a total flop, and you were probably wondering when that song was playing, what the heck is that? It was an odd movie, let me tell you that. Oh, I forgot to play some Eagles, Glenn for his birthday. Oh, well. What can you do? Maybe tomorrow we'll play some. Hard to tell. All right, let's have a look at the weather across the country here right now. Currently in the Creston Valley, we're still sitting at 0 degrees. Winds are calm. Humidity at a sopping wet 100%. And we have overcast skies, and we're supposed to go up to 4 degrees today. Now, over in Vancouver, it is cloudy there, 7 degrees. It's windy and snowy and blizzard and everything else going on in Whitehorse at minus 4. Calgary, minus 2, and sunny. Ooh, look at Regina, minus 16. Also minus 16 in Saskatoon as well. Toronto, sunny and 10, although it's still pretty cloudy over Rob Ford's office. And Fredericton, 7 and cloudy, and 7 mainly cloudy in Halifax, and 2 degrees in St. John's, Newfoundland. All right, what shall we play now? I'm kind of thinking, well, you know what? This song's kind of mellow. I don't know if I really want to get into it. So, well, here's another mellow one. Gee, I got a few of them sitting here. Let's try some Bowie, Ashes to Ashes, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Thank you.
Okay, Ashes to Ashes from the Scary Monsters album of David Bowie there, 1979, that puppy was released. All right, it's 8:46 here in the Creston Valley. Sure hope you are tuned into that time change thing that happened on the weekend. I see a couple of listeners still scraggling in a little late for the morning show, but that's the way it goes, right? But, yeah. We're on Mountain Standard Time here now in the Creston Valley. So if you used to listen to the show at a certain time, you know, well, now you got to tune in an hour earlier because we don't change our clocks here. Yeah. All right. Artist or album highlight today. Well, it'll be artist highlight. And because Bill Henderson of Chilliwack was born on this day in 1944, I'm going to play a variety of, or a few songs by Chilliwack over part of their career here. And Chilliwack actually were formed in Vancouver as the Classics and later the Collectors. Bill Henderson, guitar and vocals, Claire Lawrence, keyboards and sax, Glenn Miller, bass, Ross Turney, drums, and Howie Vickers on vocals, recorded several singles from 1967 to 1970. But then changed their name to Chilliwack after Vickers and Miller left the group. The band had several Canadian hits in the 70s and early 80s, and their 13 album, they had 13 albums, which I won't bother mentioning them all or the years that they were released, but one of the highlights that I thought was with the band was when Brian Too Loud McLeod joined the group for a couple of albums. And let's see, what year was that? That was probably around the mid-80s somewhere. And I think I do have a song that'll be featuring Brian on one of the tunes. Anyway, we're going to... Oh, before I forget, I have to mention that Artist Highlight brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. So let's get started off. We're going to play a song from the 1981 release, Wanna Be a Star. And we're going to listen to the song, So You Wanna Be a Star, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Down.
It's a wonder I ain't ground round. It's a wonder I ain't ground. Red, burn, red bird. What makes your head so red? I've been picking your corn all day long. It's a wonder I ain't dead, dead. It's a wonder I ain't dead.
the twilight zone. You're in the streets when night comes down.
There's our artist highlight today, featuring the music of Chilliwack, in celebration of Bill Henderson, the lead singer and guitar player of the band, born on this day in 1944. Stay tuned again tomorrow at about 8:45 when we have another installment of Artist Highlight for you, which, of course, is brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. And I see Kevin down there is really doing well on his fundraising on the Movember fundraiser. Way to go, Kevin. And that's what those guys get when they step into your office. There's a charge for that this month. Right on. Anyway, that's it for the morning show, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be back again tomorrow at 7:30 at Mountain Standard Time, so don't forget about that. And coming up next, we have a 4-minute, 30-second news update, and we'll be back with regular broadcasting shortly after. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll catch you all on the flip side.
It is November 6th.